Today, a congressionally appointed panel releases its findings in an investigation of the United States Air Force Academy. Critics had accused the academy of ignoring a string of female cadets claiming sexual misconduct at the school. From Capitol Hill, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on the panel's recommendations.
At the end of its three-month investigation, the panel, led by former Florida Congresswoman Tilly Fowler, found that the culture of the Air Force Academy at best ignored victims of rape and sexual assault.
We found a deep chasm in leadership during the most critical time in the Academy's history, one that extended far beyond its campus in Colorado Springs. Sadly, we believe that this chasm in leadership helped create an environment in which sexual assault became a part of life.
Fowler said changing that culture, built up over decades, will be very difficult. But the highest priority of the Air Force top brass and leaders of the Defense Department, Fowler said, should be to hold accountable those leaders of the Academy under whose tenure many instances of assault occurred.
Any credible assessment of sexual misconduct problems over the last 10 years must include an examination of the responsibility of both Academy and Air Force Headquarters leadership.
The panel recommended that the leaders of the Air Force Academy be carefully reviewed for their responsiveness to the problem over the past decade. Fowler said today it will be difficult to hold those officers accountable, especially those who have left military service.
However, given the magnitude of this situation, and to set a clear example of the level of performance expected of future leaders, this panel has concluded that every effort should be made to formally document the failures of former leaders and to ensure that documentation becomes a part of their official military records.
But another member of the panel, retired Major General Michael Nardotti, said beyond changing the personnel files of past leaders of the military academy, it will not be easy to hold them accountable.
There's no question that it would be very difficult unless we were talking about something in the nature of a criminal offense. If it's not that nature, if we're talking about leadership failures, it becomes very difficult at this point in time to exercise meaningful measures of accountability.
Nardotti and others of the committee called on the Inspector General of the Department of Defense to continue and deepen the investigation. The panel concluded that in earlier reports on the matter, the Air Force General Counsel failed to include many instances of sexual assault and rape that occurred at the school. Fowler said those earlier reports should have documented the cases and said the panel wanted to know why they were omitted. The panel presented its findings earlier today to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and top military officials. The Pentagon has yet to respond to the report, except to say they are committed to making the Air Force Academy a safe environment for the cadets. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.